Fires and floods have both been in the news recently, haven't they? Most obviously the fires, the wildfires in Los Angeles. Quite grieving to see the extent of those. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. We heard a moment ago words of Isaiah. And fires don't discriminate, do they? They haven't discriminated in Los Angeles between the rich and the famous and others. And a week or so ago, we saw floods in the UK, images of homes being filled with water. When you pass through the waters, they shall not overwhelm you, we heard from Isaiah. Fire and floods are real problems, real dangers, real anxiety they naturally generate. And as we head into a new year, whatever dangers and anxieties we may face, will God be with us? And if so, how? When I was young, and I'll share a personal story here, one of my moments of physical trauma when I was growing up as a teenager was in water. Part of our outdoor education stuff at school was a bit of canoeing. And to help us learn the safe technique of getting out of a canoe when it capsized, we had an exercise in a swimming pool. And a group of us were all in canoes, floating around in the water in the swimming pool. And the instructor explained what you had to do if you capsized. So the routine was, to help you calm down and to tell other people, you reached round and banged slowly three times on the upturned hull of the canoe, and then you rolled forward out of the canoe, out of your little hole, because that was the way to get out, and then you were up to the surface with the boat still capsized. Easy? No. So with the instructor having in that glorious lack of health safety days, the supervisor explained all that, and then just get on with it. So we got on with it. And I capsized myself. At which point, I had no idea which was forward, back, even up or down. The prospect of banging calmly on the hull of the boat, was just the furthest from my mind. I just wanted to reach the surface. No idea which way to go. But eventually fathomed which way was up, and I just reached around. I needed to breathe by this point, and gasping for breath. And I was panicking. Of course, instructor, completely oblivious in those days. Thankfully, one of the other boys had done the right thing, was really out of his boat, spotted me and came over and helped me turn my boat around. And I got out. But in those moments underwater, I was absolutely, panicking. Jesus went underwater at his baptism, as we've heard a moment ago. What would have been going through his head in those probably quite powerful moments when he was underwater? Picture him approaching the water, stepping down towards the River Jordan. There's John the Baptist standing there waiting for him, calling him in. For Jesus, baptism wasn't needed spiritually in the same way that it was for everybody else. And yet, he wanted to associate himself with everybody else and go through that symbolism of passing through the waters. And for him, this was a turning point, the turning point in his life. From life before as a carpenter to life after this moment as a minister. What would have been going through his head? Maybe he would have been conscious in those moments of what he was leaving behind. The good times, the best of times, and maybe the worst of times as well, for his life prior to this moment. Life had been probably relatively settled as a carpenter. Maybe his best of times were past, because now he was stepping out into something entirely new and unknown. Perhaps with a sense of excitement of what he was being called to, a sense of purpose, maybe a sense of dread as well. Maybe some of his best times were still to come, but almost certainly some of the worst of times too, because he was putting himself in the public eye. He knew that that was what he was going to be doing, and in the public eye, he was there to be shot at and criticised, or worse. And he'd be facing, as an itinerant, rather more settled lifestyle, financial uncertainty as well. So maybe for him, as he stepped into that water, a whirl of uncertainty, but also a whirl of assurance, of reassurance. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Because you are precious in my sight and honoured, and I love you. Jesus would have been saturated in the scripture. And whether any particular words were in his mind at that point, nor the meaning of those words from the prophet Isaiah would have been at that point. That extraordinary reassurance of God being with him. So he walks into the water. John pushes him under, thankless task to have to do that. And then he is underwater. That's strange world you enter when you go underwater. You know, to remember for a moment, you know, when we're younger, maybe we used to love jumping into deep water. Some of us might be maybe proper swimmers and really enjoy doing that, others might be more reluctantly. But when you go underwater, it is a different world, isn't it? It looks different because of the water you're looking into, it sounds different, it feels different, time somehow passes differently. If you just dive under, if you go swimming in the sea, you just like to dive under the surface a bit, you are in a different world for those moments. Most of all, of course, you can't breathe. It's a little slice of time underwater which is different, has a different quality to it. And it's pivotal. There's before going underwater and there's after being underwater. So for Jesus, this was a pivotal moment underwater, the before and the after. And maybe words or thoughts or feelings would be whirling around him, rather like the water of the river whirling around him. But maybe, if not actually the precise words, the meanings of them, those words we heard a moment ago, redeemed, called, mine from the Father, precious, honoured, loved. Every word golden, creating its own precious moment. So he rises up out of the water and he's gone through something significant. And the water's running off him, as it does, be rubbing his eyes and getting out of his face, as you have to do. And then something seems to land on him, maybe even feels like a bird. To other people, it certainly looks like a bird. But of course, it's actually the Holy Spirit in a bird form. And something in that moment sets him alight inside, gives him a new burst of life and belief. And then he hears a voice coming down from heaven. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. The best of times, the worst of times, we have both for us. Times of uncertainty we have, which way to go. And here we are at the start of a year, a good time to think about going into the future and what it might hold and how we might respond to it. But for a moment, we are often, as we enter new experiences, that person going underwater. We're walking into the future, we're walking into that world. We don't know what's going to happen, and perhaps we feel overwhelmed. Perhaps we feel we can't breathe. The circumstances may be something that's been out of our control. Something happens to us that we're simply not in control of. Or it may be a decision that we've bravely made ourselves that means because of that decision, we're no longer in control of what happens. There might be some sort of life decision about our health or our finances or our home, some decision that we're taking a step, we're stepping down into that river. Or it might be a simple question about, well, do we take on something new? Do we respond to a particular request for help? Each time stepping down to that river with uncertainty. It might be something that brings excitement as a possibility. It might be something that brings a sense of dread or anxiety. So let us in those moments, that's us, following Jesus' muddy footsteps down into the river, with a whirl of uncertainty in us, and then allowing ourselves to go underwater, allowing ourselves to go further, if you like, into that place of uncertainty, momentarily even losing control and not being able to breathe, but with fear maybe swirling around us. But also maybe deeper truths swirling around us as well, like love swirling around us. And those same words can penetrate into us in those uncertain moments as well. Redeemed, called, mine from God, precious, honoured, loved, all by God of us. And all true, even in that moment of uncertainty and lack of control. So we rise up to out of the water, and it runs off us, proverbially speaking, as we come out. And if we listen out carefully, we can hear words spoken to us of reassurance about what will come. You are my child, my beloved. With you I am well pleased. Whilst Jesus was God's only begotten Son, we are all his children. So those words apply to us as well. You are my child, my beloved. With you I am well pleased. And maybe something even settles on us, like the bird settling on Jesus. Something settling on us or in us. A new sense of calm, settledness, of peace. God's presence by his Holy Spirit just settling us in our uncertainty about the future. Best of times, worst of times, we'll face what things at both ends of the spectrum in this coming year. What is the best that could happen to you this year? There could be all sorts of things you hope may happen or expect to happen, anticipate happening, which you're looking forward to. There may be other things which you anticipate may happen which you're not looking forward to, which you're quite uncertain about or even dreading. Or maybe it's something to do with someone else that you're concerned about and what the future will be for them. Hopefully there won't be rampaging wildfires sweeping through Fenniton. Hopefully there'll be no homes flooded in Fenniton. But the year will bring its own unique challenges for us all. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Let's read the collect again as a prayer as it comes to a close. Heavenly Father, at the Jordan, you reveal Jesus as your Son. May we recognize him as our Lord and know ourselves to be your beloved children through Jesus Christ our Saviour. May that be our prayer, may that be our experience. In the best of times, in the worst of times of 2025, may we know this increasingly to be true, that God will carry us through whatever the year brings. Amen. Mm-hmm.